This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I just, you know, I love it when Steve says, here, we're going to start a day with a video about a dog. You just love that, BJ.
I'm just trying to make you love dogs, man.
I got out of the bed on the wrong side this morning, so I've got a hair across my ace. I mean, so this is not going to help.
How do you get out of bed on the wrong side? You don't have anyone to share a bed with. You should just pick the right side every time.
Yeah, right?
It's you know, what is that, colloquialism?
Oh, what do you call it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I misunderstood.
You did? Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, and you misunderstood that I'm the guy that doesn't like dogs. You keep forgetting that, right?
But I figure if we overload you with cute moments that dogs have, that maybe there'll be a breaking point.
Oh, so if there's something that you don't like, you know what I'll do? I'm just going to continue to send dice to your house. And maybe someday you want to play board games if I just continue to overload your house with dice.
Fine. I'll use that dice and I'll throw it at your house one day.
See, so with that analogy, I should then take all the dogs and throw them at your house one day? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I love all the dogs. Bring them over.
I didn't say I would bring them over. I said I would throw them at your house.
Good luck picking them up.
Yeah. Why do I even try to have an argument with you? You argue from exactly. It's like arguing.
Good luck to you.
It is like arguing with somebody that's had a concussion. There's no reason. I mean, it's over.
I've had a few in my life, so it could be that.
I feel like we should have a tent in the background that we could run you in and do you to the protocol every morning just to see how you're doing. I really do.
Fair enough.
So this guy did post a video of his whimpering dog who's in front of the TV, and the dog is very upset because the program has been paused. But as soon as it starts back up, the dog's okay again. Until, of course, his master pauses the TV.
Would you want to watch TV? Play.
Oh, I just watched a dog walk by.
Yeah.
I get it? He's probably saying, here's my people. Let me see my people.
That could be a little bit of that. Lulu loves watching television.
Does she really? What's her favorite show?
Wrestling.
Jeez, I wonder why. Is that because it's the only friggin' show on at the Migs household?
Right? No, it's not the only thing. Sometimes my wife puts on one of those Real Housewives shows, and then I sound like that dog, and I'm like, take it off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, there are times where I'll watch wrestling, and she just sits there and just stares at the TV. She doesn't do that for any other show.
Maybe she's just thinking like, oh, I'm getting some moves, so if somebody breaks in, this is what I got
to
do.
Yes, I'm going to try to figure four leg lock with my little legs.
That's what's going to happen. Okay. She's just, you know, she's training. She's
learning
preparing.
Self-defense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, Lulu does not like anybody in her house, as I've witnessed it. Lulu is like, if you don't do things the right way,
I've
Lulu
heard that. I've heard about that.
Lulu's like, okay, guess what you're getting? You're getting a bite, pal.
I'm looking at the videos and the comments. Of course. Why do I read the comments?
Why are you reading comments,
Oh, now,
man?
See, I love that you read the comments. It's the way you get trolled the way you troll me.
Yeah,
so
it's very
it.
True. And I'm a glutton for punishment. Well, first comment I read, I was like, okay, we're off to a good start. This is exactly what I sound like when my wife has the remote. I respect that.
Fair enough.
Then someone writes, stop torturing the dog.
See, that's true. That's what they're doing. It really is.
Oh, that dog's living a rough life because the owner of the dog is putting the TV on pause.
You said rough life.
Yeah. Yeah, you should do it. That's right.
Thanks, Red.
Yeah. No problem.
Well, I mean, all I know is if I were to call PETA, I think they would have a different answer to that.
You think?
Well, yeah, because they hate everything.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They're pretty dumb.
I could call PETA and say and show them any animal doing anything, including having the time of their life, and PETA would be like, oh, no, that's torture.
Can you imagine PETA knocking at your door and like, hey, I saw the video of you putting your television show on pause.
So we have to throw this can of red paint on you. That's what we have to do because you're just a bad owner.
My in-law's dog, Trixie, though, man.
Trixie?
Yes.
That's an old school name. They used to be an old school chick's name back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Trixie's the name of their dog.
I think that was Ed Norton's wife and the Honeymooners. Her name was Trixie.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's an old school chick name from back in the 50s. I love the 50s and 40s. Trixie, yeah.
Trixie loses her mind whenever there's any kind of animal on television.
Oh, really?
It's so weird. I mean, Lulu doesn't pay attention to it that much, or that maybe I'm just not watching enough.
So what kind of dog is Trixie?
It's a Malti.
So it's a little one?
A Malti poo. A Maltese poodle.
Please don't even say those two words together like that.
For me. That's what they're called.
I know. They're called dogs that are just been crossbreeded for horrific experiments. How about that?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, it doesn't matter what kind of animal. If there's any kind of animal on television, she loses her mind.
Trixie goes nuts.
Trixie goes bonkers.
Yeah. All right, Trixie.
Trixie.
You know what makes me happy about that story? Is that Trixie doesn't live with me because I used to have a dog. She would just go nuts for the dumbest reasons. Bark at like the squirrels outside. She'd walk. I hated having big picture windows because she would just post up at the picture window.
Oh, yeah.
And go, you're attacking my house. You're attacking my house. You're attacking my house. You're attacking my house. And I'm just like, oh my. And of course we had wildlife in the back. So anything that came in, forget if a deer came in. Oh, that was it. She was like trying to plow through the window. She's going to kill the deer. She's going to kill everything. And she'd come over to me. I hope you see what's out there. Do you see what's out there?
Dude, that's Lulu. Sometimes she'll just post up on the steps right in front of our house, and there's that little window, kind of like right by the front door.
Oh,
and she just stares out there, and God forbid, another dog's on a walk.
Oh, forget about
it. What the F is going on? She's like barking and pawing
like,
at it.
It's like, do you have depth perception? She's nowhere near our house. She's not even near the grass. If she's on, you know, how about if she's on our grass, you can get mad? How about that? You have some sort of boundaries.
All right, this is nuts. A texter just said, my pug likes to change the TV when a horse is on television.
What? Oh, doesn't like horses.
Well, you know why, don't you?
What, was it a rescue from Mr. Pinion?
No, exactly. Horses are quite impressive, and I think dogs feel like, okay, I'm not toting that. I get that thing out of here.
I was going to think more along the lines that pugs are teeny tiny and horses are gigantic, but I guess what you're saying isn't wrong either.
Let me tell you, the teeny tiny
dog's got like penis envy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Mule on that horse.
Yeah, exactly. Get that out of here. That's unfair competition. I don't want Mrs. Pugs to see. What if Trixie sees that? She's never going to want to be with me.
All I have is this little red rocket.
Exactly.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. Okay, spoiler alert. I want to let you know we're going to be talking about some powerful endings.
To shows that were 10 years or so old.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I know. And yet, you know, Steve, people get mad.
I know.
So we're talking about the 50 most surprising TV character deaths. This is according to BuzzFeed, that happened over the past decade. Now, I don't got all 50, but I got the top 10. And when you think of the past decade, I mean, really, when you think of it, we're talking 2010 and beyond. So a lot of you folks that might go, well, what about this and that? Well, it's like, yeah, probably older than 2010.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is relatively current. So these deaths happened years ago all over the internet. And again, spoiler alert, just in case.
Has to be the one that you spoiled on me. You say spoiler alert, but you spoiled it for me when
That's right.
Of Grey's Anatomy died.
That's right, I did. Oh, wait, actually, that's
Patrick Dempsey.
Which one? I don't know who it is. They actually have Grey's Anatomy number 2, and they've got 2 different ones for Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Do you know Lexi?
Yo, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that sucked. The plane crash.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. She's dead.
Mario's sister.
Yeah. And then is Mark McSteamy or McDreamy? Is that who Mark is? I don't know who anybody is on Grey's Anatomy.
It's McSteamy.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, buddy.
He died from that same plane crash, but it took a few more weeks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Man, those are some epic episodes.
Listen, I'm going to throw stones, but...
don't cry, Steve. It's okay.
Oh, I'm okay. Don't worry. Yeah. I've cried enough tears for them.
You can laugh at me when I tell you about number 6.
Okay.
Because that's when Matthew shockingly died in a car accident in Downton Abbey.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. So there's that one. And actually, Downton Abbey, a lot of people died in that show, really. I mean, death was a big part of that show.
Yeah. If you watch it, you quite possibly are bored to death.
Not wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my wife watched a bit of it.
You can say it, not Grey's Anatomy. Okay?
Oh, okay, sweet.
Oh, sure I can.
Nice.
No, Grey's Anatomy, it's Grey's Anatomy in England as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's not. They're not saving people's lives.
Oh, but
they're really not.
They are saving the entire countryside.
There's there's not a show that has any lower stakes. Like, that show is just a bunch of butlers and fancy
people.
See,
I know you say that, but I mean, the people that watch the show, it's actually a cool show about how the whole world was changing. You know what's funny when we take a look at, like, how worlds are changing with technology and everything? Downton Abbey talked about how the entire world was changing, where it wasn't cool to have servants anymore, and all the royals were getting... They were really being treated like crap in their country because they were like, dude, you can't have butlers anymore. You're kind of lame. And that was a big thing in the in the turn of the century, which was the 1900s, basically.
That's not the only one that's made it into the top BuzzFeed list. I guess at 21, it was when one of the ladies died after giving birth to her daughter.
Yeah, that was the youngest daughter.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a beating, which I actually haven't seen yet, but I knew I heard.
Oh,
about.
Sorry.
Oh,
spoiler
geez,
alert.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. The babies.
Yeah. We actually Mom joined dies. We joined the series, I think, in season 3, and we haven't, Kathy and I haven't got through 1 and 2 yet. Yeah, that's okay, though. I knew she was dead.
Oh.
I mean, number 1 is a show that we all know and weren't too happy with the way it ended, and yet the ending of the show was involving a death, and that would be How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. The trouble was is that it's funny. We finally got to meet the mom, but we didn't care about her. Because it was like I like the actress a lot. As a matter of fact, I think I don't know who the hell she is.
She was awesome on the show,
but you know, you didn't care about her enough because you really wanted him to be with Robin. And when you found out it wasn't Robin who was the mother, you were pissed. I was.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
it was a weird ending.
Yeah,
it was such a great show. I know, Danny, you were a big fan of it as well. It just was. It left you like, all right, that's an ending.
If it had done that, like after maybe a season or two, it would have been different. But you've got 5 or 7, I'm probably 7 seasons of where you just figured Ted and Robin were going to be getting together. You just thought that was going to happen.
Well, I think you just summed it up. You just didn't care about the mom. Like, yeah. It was like she was a new character, and it's like, well, I want to know about the friends, not about the mom. Like, yeah. I don't know.
And we always assumed it was going to be one of the friends was the mother.
That's why I'm surprised it's number 1. Like, that was such a melodramatic ending. It was like,
You know what I put at number 1? I know I made the list at some point, but it's when Hank died in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, that was epic.
That was epic.
When Jack shot Hank right in front of Walter.
Yeah. And it was such a trap.
Walter's face was just epic in it.
That's when he realized, oh my God, I am a piece of crap.
I'm in too deep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He really started buying his own press at that point, thought he was the man, and he was completely out of control. Here I am. I'm Heisenberg. I think I've got everything. I've got the world. I got rid of Gus. I'm amazing. And then, boom, he realizes at that point, I am not that amazing at all. He and Jesse got effed in that season so bad.
So it says when Opie died in Sons of Anarchy. Was just texting.
Oh, they don't have it on this list, but
number
you're
20.
Right. That was tragic. Yeah, you have the full list. Opie, almost out of all of them, was probably the kindest and purest, if you will, of all the sons. He was such a nice. He was such a. And his dad also got treated like crap and was like that whole
poor, kindest guy in the motorcycle gang.
Yeah, right. He really was. And he really, really was. And his dad got effed bad that they had to lie about. And I don't know if Opie ever got the full story. And then finally, it was Piney, because I think Piney was Opie's dad. And then Opie ends up getting. Oh, it was literally a beating.
It sounds similar to also with the what made the death of Hank so bad was the reaction of Walter White while watching it. And I'm reading about this. I'd never seen Sons of Anarchy, but they say Opie was beaten to death in jail right in front of Jax.
Yeah,
I know Jax is an important character.
Jax's reaction to that, you're right, dude, was amazing.
It's when you have another character witnessing the death.
Oh,
I think that's when it grabs you emotionally.
Number three, I have no clue because I haven't seen the show. Everybody says it's an amazing show. I know it's going to be super serious. I know it's well done, but I don't care.
Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
When Barney died.
When Barney died.
They got a different voice.
They got a different voice, This Is Us.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy named, spoiler alert, I haven't seen it, but there's a guy named William. I guess he died of cancer while on a trip with a guy named Randall. I know nothing about these people, but I know the show was fantastic, so it must have been a really powerful moment.
I'm with you, man. Everyone says how great that show is, but everyone also says how they just bawl their eyes out while watching every episode. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's not really what I feel like doing when I'm done with work and I just kind of want a little lighthearted entertainment to just kind of clear my mind.
And I have enough of those shows. Like, for instance, The Walking Dead is the show where you'll cry your eyes out.
Yeah.
All the characters being lost, which, by the way, number four was. A beloved actor who actually is no longer with us, I think, as well. I think he passed away, but it was after he was actually killed on the show, and that would be Herschel.
Oh, yeah, Scott Wilson. Yeah, he passed away a couple years ago.
Yeah, when the governor decapitated Herschel, that was like...
That was completely unexpected.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I had no idea that that was coming.
And you got to see the reaction of his daughters. Again, Steve, you talked about the fact that the people that know his two daughters were just... Oh, God.
So if we're playing a death scene, we got to make sure that you have people in it that you care about witnessing the death scene.
Yeah, and on the Walking Dead front, I would actually say more along the lines of Steven Yeun's character, Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
And then, and I'm blanking on the other guy, the redheaded guy.
Oh, yeah.
Carrot Top.
Not Carrot Top, but when Negan took the bat to Abraham.
Yeah.
And
Abraham,
Glenn.
Thank you.
Yeah, both of them. That was epic because, again, it was in front of everybody. Like, the entire cast was there laid out in a no-hope situation.
See, I've never watched Walking Dead, but I love that death scene because it was recreated with Legos, and it's one of the greatest
things. Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Look it up.
Yeah, it was a great scene.
It's done so well. Like, I always love when they recreate Legos, like awesome plays that the Seahawks did in the playoffs, like the famous tip scene with Richard Sherman back in the day. But the Lego reenactment of that scene is one of the greatest things you'll ever watch, even if you're not a Walking Dead fan.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to watch this.
And the character was such an a-hole, and in the current season of The Walking Dead, that character is, 7 years, 6 or 7 years removed from that moment.
I think he found the Legos.
Oh, my God, that's amazing!
It's really well done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Somebody has a lot of free time and a lot of marijuana smoked.
You really should.
And put this together, and it's incredible.
You shouldn't have put it on right now, though, Vicky. You're distracting us.
Sorry.
Yeah. So,
distracted too.
Sorry.
Number five on the list was, a lot of people can relate to this, which, by the way, is pretty amazing that this character really wasn't really, I mean, she only had a couple of episodes that we really got to know her, but Barb from Stranger Things, when she was taken into the Upside Down, gosh, that the whole world went crazy. You don't think?
The world went crazy.
That episode
I didn't
one?
Care.
Season one, I mean?
Yeah, season one. You know her, the girl with the glasses that got taken.
Oh, it's been a few years, bro. I've watched a lot of things since then.
Yeah.
I think it's because she was the voice of reason, for sure. And then everyone's like, you should have listened to her.
Yeah. And then the fact that they just, like, ignored her death. Like, everyone in town was like, oh, yeah, this person doesn't exist anymore. And everyone's like, where the hell's Barb? Why aren't you talking about her?
I know. Poor Barb. Walter on Breaking Bad, the ricochet bullet. People talk about that number seventh moment. Yeah, and this was a surprise. This would be higher, I think, if this list was done 5 years ago, maybe, because it was a powerful moment when Ned Stark was beheaded at the end of season one of Game of Thrones.
Okay, someone just texted, Ned Stark, done.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, what the hell is that? I thought Ned Flanders. I instantly thought, I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know why.
This was the first time that I was ever really shocked by a death because Sean Bean is a great actor, and I didn't know anything about Game of Thrones. I hadn't read the books, and I thought, oh, this is going to be great. This guy's a great actor. I'll get to watch him the whole time. And he's like, no, he's not going to be on the series anymore.
Yeah. Pro tip, if Sean Bean is in a movie, he's probably going to be killed or a TV series. Well, he just kind of has that.
They made it up to make him feel like he was the main character the entire time, like with the trailers and everything, like everything he was doing, and then boom, dead.
And by the way, spoiler alert, if you think spoiler alert, if you think most of his kids are going to do much, guess what?
And see, that was my thing too. That one didn't get me because I didn't care about the series until season 4 and the Red Wedding and everybody losing their minds. And I was like, okay, well, now I have to watch this show.
Although the only one I ever cried at Game of Thrones was when Hodor died.
Hodor!
I was bawling like
poor
a baby.
Hodor, yeah. Desperate Housewives, I never watched that show. Well, actually, I did watch that a little bit, but I forget Mike getting shot after he pushed Susan out of the way. God, that really makes the list, huh? Okay. I mean, all Desperate Housewives was a big show back in the day. And then, of course, on Lost, when Jack sacrificed himself in order to save the island. Is that what he did? I have no idea what the hell
I don't know how it ended.
I remember that scene with him and the dog.
Yeah.
See, I would have put Charlie ahead of that one.
Charlie was powerful.
That
dude.
One really bummed me out because I loved his fictional band. And then was it Drive Shaft?
And another guy watching him die.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just as, and you watching a guy just drown. That's going to be one of the most horrific deaths to watch.
Feel like he was turning his life around in this weird show.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Well, they're the big deaths of TV in the last 10 years.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.